And Robin, I recently came across a great example of homegrown innovation. So just picture this for a second. There's an oil spill in the ocean, devastating to marine ecosystems. But then a fleet of dolphins arrive to help.
Yes, they really are so clever and green.
Okay, so to be clear, we're not talking about real-life dolphins here, but dolphin-shaped robots, self-powered ones that operate autonomously, which can swim out to a spill, slurp up the oil, store it in a tank in their belly, and deposit it safely somewhere else. This is the vision of Dr. Atul Raman from RMIT University.
Basically, I'm an electronic materials engineer. I like to play with the materials and then want to see that when we developed or engineer a material, what's the fruitful things that we can use it for the benefit of human being, for the environment.
So you and your team recently came up with an oil-absorbing device that takes inspiration from a couple of sea animals, and you got it here in front of us. Now, I've seen it described as an electronic dolphin. It is kind of dolphin-shaped. It's about as long as an A4 piece of paper. At the front of the dolphin, the snout, it looks like a little hose with something on the end. What is on the end of the snout?
So that's the material that we are using. This material can actually separate the oil and water. This material is actually hydrophobic in nature and oleophilic in nature. That means that it hates water, but it likes oil. So when it actually takes the water, it absorbs the oil. Then there's a pump here, and that pump actually can hover up those oil from that foam. And there's a container in the belly of the dolphin, and that oil actually is stored in the container.
Okay, so the snout sort of picks up the oil from the water. The pump pulls the oil from the snout foam and puts it into a tank in the dolphin's belly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And so the foam that's in the snout, how does it love oil so much and how does it hate water so much? What is it about it that gives it those properties?
So it's a polyurethane foam. So we functionalize that materials and the foam with the nanomaterials to create a sea urchin-like structure. We can't see it without the microscope. So if you can see it through the microscope, you can see lots of spikes like the sea urchin. And there's a small spike grown on the bigger spike. And it's functionalized with these materials to actually hate the water.
Is that because of the surface tension of the water droplet? It can't cling to the surface because it's all spiky, so it just kind of rolls away.
Yes.
And you've tried the dolphin out. Obviously, it left a bit of water on my notes. How does it go with things like waves?
This is now in a small prototype to apply this one or employ this one in the waves. In the real ocean conditions, it should be a bit bigger. Once it is that kind of big size, that can, I think, that it can sustain the waves.
How big are we talking? Are we talking like a real dolphin size? Because they're huge.
Yeah, that's what actually I am. If it is like that, then because the idea is that in the belly, how much oil we want to collect. It depends on that how strong is my pump is. If my pump is very bigger, then the dolphin belly vessel should be a larger one and the container should be a larger one. And then with that ratio, the dolphin should be a bigger one. From that things that I can imagine, that should be like a normal dolphin, for example. But we have to see that how can we actually 3D print that larger scale dolphin. That's the things that I need to find out.
Ah, right. Okay. So the real oil-collecting dolphin-shaped robot would be much bigger than this shoe-sized prototype. One, so that it's stable enough to withstand the waves that it might experience on the open ocean, but also two, it can accommodate a bigger pump and tank and collect more oil while it's out and about. Like you said, it does sound like there's a way to go before we get to that point. Now, your team's also developed a mobile phone app that can let you control the robot and take it to where it needs to go. How do you keep track of where the robot is? Does it have cameras?
So basically, the camera will be on the two eyes of the dolphin. That two eyes will be like a two camera to actually monitor its movement.
And how is it powered? Is that just a little battery in that one?
Yeah, it's currently powered with the battery, but probably we can attach some kind of electromagnetic materials or the energy harvester. While it is moving on the water, it can harvest energy to actually power itself. And that kind of things that we can envision, but it's a long way to go.
I imagine there'd be a fleet of these getting around and soaking up oil spills. Would there be any capacity to use AI to help direct them to where they need to go?
Exactly. Basically, if we can see our RoboVac at home, how do they clean? They go to any part of our home, collect the dust and come back to the station and drop all the dust there. And then again, go back to collect the further dust. So this is what I want to do. So it means that we want to control it through a kind of artificial intelligence that we can map the area where the spill of the oil is. And then after the mapping, the robot, the dolphin will go exactly that area, will collect the oils. When that container is full, it come back to its original stations and put all the oils there in the container and go back again to collect the further oils. That's how it will actually work for day and night together.
Dr. Atul Rahman from RMIT University.